know if it wasn't me or it, and know that I had to push myself, you know, to a level that I hadn't pushed myself to get back to the player and veteran that I wanted to be. So I definitely had to push myself to exhaustion.
You said a couple months ago you will not go out like this. How much did that thought drive you?
It was wherever it was in my head, you know, from the time I left this arena, you know. And so probably the end of this season. That is embedded in my head, but no question.
How much of a pivotal year is this for you because of where you are physically and where you are contract-wise?
Well, I'm not worried about the contract-wise. I think it's more important for me, you know, for myself. I'm not here to prove nobody that I still got it. I'm here to prove myself that I'm capable of coming back from this injury and being the type of player that I'm going to be. If I do that, contract to take care of itself. And that's not why, you know, I'm doing this. Not at all.
Rich, I know you're listening to your doctors and everything, yeah. But is it going to come to a point where you have to have that confidence to go full bore?
And right now I got it.
You have it now?
I have it. I have it. But again, you know, it's only 7 months out of post-op. And it's not time to lose wrestling back, but confident-wise, running, cutting, jumping, I have that right now.
How much time will you get to where you are? How much time will you get to where you are?
A lot. Just the physical part, but mentally, he challenged me all aspects. Every day, grinding it out sometimes, twice a day, and he pushed me to a level that I've never been. It was times that in my workout I actually just blacked out because I was going so hard.
He said that it's all right there for you to do what you want to do.
Yep.
What does that mean when the guy that's been there and done that is saying that you have everything, it's all there?
Well, it was a time, it was a point after he was training this year that he saw where I was going to be before I even saw it, you know. It took me a while to really understand or really gain the confidence back within myself and in him that I was going to reach that level. He already saw it. He already saw it. And he himself had to apologize to me because, you know, you can read a lot of things in the past about players. You can see things on the internet about how hard they work. And the things that, you know, I've accomplished in my career, I have to work hard. You just don't do some of the things I did on the basketball court without working hard. I don't give a damn how much talent you have. You got to work hard. And I think that's a huge misconception on myself that people that think I don't work hard. But you can't accomplish that. I don't care, you know, how good you are. You just don't accomplish that without working hard. And he had to apologize for that because he saw how hard I worked. With some of the things that he put me through. And, you know, that right there in itself just, it gave me a lot more confidence as well because, you know, he's trained the best and he's seen who works harder than Mike. And, you know, just him hearing him say that, you know, really gave me a boost of confidence.
You talked about that, you know, having working harder than you ever did. In a way, did you have to go through what you went through last year to get to here to be able to push yourself to do be this hard? You have not that whole experience of being where you were yet to now?
I think going through last year has made me refocus. You know, going through that injury and going through, you know, just everything about last season, you know, I got frustrated. And when you got to deal with injuries like that, you kind of, this is hard to love the game of basketball. It's hard to get up in the morning and go play a game. You know, because you can't be yourself. And that's how it was last year. It was hard for me to come here knowing that I can't be me. And that was the toughest thing about it. You know, I know I'm better than that. You know, everybody said I was washed up, but I just, you know, the year before that, I just came off the All-NBA team. You know, so I had that in my head that this is not me. I'm hurt. So let's refocus and get back to being you. And that's pretty much. did. I had to get away from there. And that's why I stayed in Chicago for 7 months. And it was just all of us crying and busting my eyes.
I know you said the contract. I said you wanted to take care of
yourself.
Right. How important is it to you that everything goes right, you play the way you want to play, that you're able to stay here, continue with this franchise?
Well, I love it here. This is home. You know, this is home. My wife, my kids love it here. They're in school here. I love the organization, everything about it. I love the city. I don't plan on going away. If it really doesn't work out for me, which, you know, I don't want that to happen. This home, so. That right now is not what I'm thinking about.
You come back 100% this year, how far can this team go?
Well, we got a lot cut out for us. Got a young team. You know, I think we got a small team. We got to put it together. One thing that, you know, you can't coach is how hard teams play. And, you know, I think if our team plays hard, I think if we play as a team like they did without me last year, without me out in some of the playoff games, they were small, but they played hard. And, you know, I think we win ball games. Now, how many, I don't know. But if we go up there and we compete every night and we play together as a team, anything's possible.
Chris, they're kind of looking at you as maybe a wild card here, but if this team can get better and hold it together, and you come back, say, after the first of the year, who knows?
What do you think of November 23rd date? That's the kind of magic date for you in terms of kind of looking where you're at going forward with what Darryl told us.
Well, thank you, Robert.
Yeah.
It's the day before my wife's birthday.
Are you comfortable with that time frame? Is it you patient?
Listen, I won't make the mistake I made last year.
Can you clarify that? You say physically now.
You
literally, I hear it, physically now better than at any point you were last season, even when you tried to play.
It's like night and day. It's like night and day. Jumping, running, cutting, better mentally.
So talk about two more guys. The question now being going forward, just how you might respond to the jumping and running, et cetera. What's on the table, or is it a medical issue that's keeping you from being cut loose?
No, I think, you know, because it's only 7 months out post-op, doctor said it takes a year for this to completely heal up. So just give it some time. Me, I feel like I'm ready, but it's not how I feel right now. I'm listening to my doctors. I don't want to rush anything because, you know, last year I wanted to play so bad I came out there, you know, all hell to loose. So, you know, we'll just give it, you know, a few weeks or whatever that date is. I didn't know about that, but thank you. You can come forward to me. But, you know, we'll see. Get reevaluated then. But, you know, we're going to take this thing one day at a time. And when I feel like, you know, I can go every day without having to play a night or practice and then sit out. You know, so I feel that way. I'm not going to play.
Tracy, have you even looked ahead to see how you fit into the new system that this team could have to play with some of the changes? Have you even looked that far ahead to see how you fit into the critical?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited about it. That's what, you know, that's when I really made a name for myself as playing that style of basketball. So, you know, I'm accustomed to it. I can get it done. No problem.
Have you got a chance to talk to Yami since his surgery?
Yeah. What do you want to know? Final
question.
Tracy, what are you going to do at practice? Are you going to be here every day practicing, or are you still going to rehab?
I think I'll just stay home, and since they won't let me practice, I'll just stay home and, I don't know, just sit on my couch and watch TV. I don't know. Nah, man, I'll be here working, man. I'll be here working. Why you want to interview me at practice?
Every day, it's super to see you here every day.
You see me, I'm back. Trust me, I'm here.
Tracy, you tell me.
You sit on my face, you know.
Can you tell about your number change?
Oh, that's, just a representation of, my friends back in the Darfur region. As you all know, I took a trip over there like 2 years ago, and my whole trip coming back, and I was so humbled when I came back from that trip, was just to get the awareness out of, all the crazy stuff that's going on over there, and it's still happening today. So, it was just a way of me, just keeping them in mind and letting them know that I'm thinking about them, and this whole 3 Points project that I'm putting out, that's on Hulu.com right now. It's getting great views. But,
Was it weird seeing Trevor wearing your number?
It was. I totally got it represented well.
That's it, guys. Thanks
for your deal. I have a hearing that one.